This is the Taylor Report. I want to just say in the remaining minutes, there's a couple of matters. There's a meeting of Mexico, the United States, and Canada in Mexico City today. The President of the United States, President Obrador, and Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. I checked as quickly as I could before coming to the show. This is Phil Taylor, Taylor Report, that to see the nomenclature being used in Mexico for this meeting. I don't see them using the term three amigos. There's something about the American press that thinks we have to go Hollywood with everything in Canada. The three amigos from a movie based on stereotypes about Mexicans, which is highly amusing, I guess. I saw parts of it. But it isn't the three amigos anyway. One of the amigos, the president of Mexico, doesn't agree with Prime Minister Trudeau and President Biden about the very important matter of the war in Ukraine. He says that NATO has either all of the responsibility, most of the responsibility, or a lot of responsibility for what is taking place there. He is the president of a major power, Mexico, and he's our trade partner. But no Canadian paper that I can find has mentioned that he isn't in step with the great cause. But it should give us pause that he is not in step. And matter of fact, it wouldn't hurt probably to ask his opinion as opposed to telling him what he should do. This is a sign of something. Also, the president of Mexico has called on Peru to reinstate the president of Peru, the democratically elected president of Peru. Canada is not in favor of that. The United States is probably behind the removal of that president. President Obrador of Mexico has said he doesn't agree with that. Also, there is an issue, and I think they were choreographing this. Mexico was supposed to arrest the leader of a criminal organization because America wants him to put him on trial in the United States. Personally, I'm going to tell you, I think Mexico should not turn over the alleged criminal. They should exercise their sovereignty. If he's committed crimes, obviously he's a Mexican citizen. He committed those crimes while in Mexico. But he should be tried by the Mexican people or not tried. It's their decision to make. But the idea that someone arrested anywhere in the world that America wants and he has to be turned over is pure, unadulterated colonialism. And I'm against it. Hey, here comes Four Strong Winds. Ian and Sylvia, you may know we lost Ian Tyson. This is Phil Taylor for the Taylor Report, and thanks to Shay, we got this done. We'll see you next week.